clear are you with your team about your expectations as a leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I'm going to talk about the number one reason that your employees do not meet your expectations. Now, this is all from our book, Employees Not Doing What You Expect. And the very number one reason that employees don't meet your expectations is because they're unclear about what you expect. So I'm going to share with you some tips on how to help your employees understand your expectations better and be able to meet those expectations consistently. Tip number one is to clarify your expectations with your direct reports, with your peers, and yes, even with your manager. I did an episode of this that you'll be seeing on micromanagement, and there what I talked about is bosses will often interfere with your work, but if you're clear when you go into your manager and say, hey, I want to run this by you and get a couple of tips, then you're setting your expectations so that your boss will meet your expectations. Now, with your team and, of course, with your peers, you're going to want to focus on not only the tasks that need to get done, the deadlines and the quality level that you expect, but also in the behaviors toward each other, toward you, toward the company and the tools and the assets that they interact with. The second tip, after you've clarified the expectations, is to clarify whether your existing team members actually understand them. So if there's a problem in behavior or performance, the first thing you can ask them is, tell me what you think or you understand to be the expectations that I have. And that way you can start with, what is their baseline expectation? Do they understand what you've communicated to them? Because it's one thing to set the expectations with new team members up front when you first hire them, which again is the number one tip. It's another thing, though, to go back to employees who've been on your team for quite some time and clarify with them whether they understand your expectations. And again, we're talking about what you expect in terms of the quantity of work, the quality, the accuracy, and of course, the timeliness of that work. The third tip for getting your employees to meet your expectations more consistently is to avoid being vague. A lot of times we'll say things like, I need that right away, or can you get that to me as soon as possible, or I'll get right back to you. And the problem with those kinds of phrases is they're very nonspecific. When I say I'll get right back to you, you might be actually waiting by the phone, where I might be really meaning that I'll get back to you sometime later that day. Whenever there's a disconnect between expectations, there's always room for disappointment. So be clear about what you need, when you need it, how good it needs to be done, and why it's so important to do that. And you'll find that people will rise up and meet your expectations of a leader as a leader more consistently. Now, once you've figured out how to clearly communicate your expectations to your team, there's a whole raft of other leadership principles and characteristics you're going to want to work on. And of course, that's our specialty. So whether you have us on site delivering a live workshop in person in your team, or maybe through our state-of-the-art virtual training studio, which is all the rage right now, or maybe you need to send people to our public workshop, which is done live in person and virtually, or maybe you just need to download some of our resources. You can do all of that by reaching out to us at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, we're on all the different social media platforms, from Instagram and Facebook to Twitter and LinkedIn. So connect with us so that we can continue to join you on your journey to excellence in leadership.